Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Ohio's voter election laws have been at the center of controversy, and here to talk to me today is Ellis Jacobs. He's an attorney for ABLE, the Advocates for Basic Legal Equality. It's a public interest law firm serving Western Ohio. Thanks for being here.
Sure, Emily. Thanks for having me.
You've been active, I know, in keeping the state's early voting hours intact over the weekends. Can you tell me, where do things stand right now?
Sure. There is a pending lawsuit brought by the Obama campaign to restore the 3 days immediately prior to Election Day, that weekend and the Monday before we all vote on Tuesday, and allow people to vote on those days. Now, the first judge that heard that, a federal district court judge, said, yeah, you need to restore those hours. Not having those hours is a violation of the Constitution, violation of the Equal Protection Clause. The Secretary of State has appealed that decision to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and it's going to be heard before the end of this month. And so presumably before we start voting on October 2nd, we'll have an answer to that question of whether or not people will be able to go to their Board of Elections and vote in person early those last 3 days before Election Day.
Ohio has more opportunities than a lot of our neighboring states to vote. Why is it so important to restore this early voting hours? Why is it something that you've been fighting for?
Yeah, I think that to give you a good answer to that, you have to sort of look at the big picture and a little bit of history about Ohio. In 2004, we had a pretty bad election day, if people remember that. There were long lines. People stood in lines for hours, and many people didn't actually get to vote in 2004. So many people showed up to vote that our election system couldn't handle them. And so immediately after that, the legislature passed new laws to expand the opportunities to vote in the state. And so we came up with 35 days of early voting before Election Day. And then most boards of elections added weekend hours and evening hours. And then based on that scenario, we went into 2008, and even more people voted in the state of Ohio than had voted in 2004. But everything went really smoothly. People didn't stand in lines. Nobody was turned away. And so having had this really excellent experience in 2008, I get nervous. Many people get very nervous when you see some politicians wanting to cut back on all those early voting opportunities that made it work so well in 2008. And that's why we're anxious about it.
Well, now, Secretary of State John Husted has said, I'm just trying to create uniformity between all the county boards of elections. I mean, isn't that a fair thing for him to want to do?
Well, it would make sense if all the counties were uniform, but our counties are dramatically diverse. We have rural counties where less than 10,000 people vote. We have urban counties where more than 500,000 people vote. Each of these counties by law is entitled to have one early voting center, so one location where you can go early to vote. So if I'm in a county where there are only 10,000 people that might want to vote at that one location, I'm going to be able to walk right in whenever I want and vote. If I'm in an urban county where there are 500,000 people who might want to vote early at that one location, it's pretty obvious that the urban county is going to need more hours to accommodate the people. And that's the reason why this idea of one size fits all doesn't make sense when the entities you're trying to fit are vastly different in size and capabilities.
So let's talk about some of the nuts and bolts of the election here. If you're an Ohioan, you may have just received something in the mail from the Secretary of State. What is that?
That's an application to vote an absentee ballot by the mail. And if you're absolutely sure you want to mail your ballot back in, then you should go ahead and send that application. And what will happen is you'll send the application in. The Board of Elections, when the ballots are printed at the beginning of October, will send you a ballot, and then you need to fill that ballot out and either mail it in or deliver it. But if you fail to return that ballot, when you show up on Election Day to vote, they'll make you vote a provisional ballot. So only send that application for an absentee ballot to vote by mail in if you're sure you want to vote by mail.
If you get one of those, does that definitely mean you're registered to vote?
Yeah, it does. They're drawing those out of the pool of registered voters. Everybody who's registered to vote right now has gotten one of those or will get one of those in a few days. If you just registered very recently, you'll get yours in a couple of weeks. If you've been registered for a while or think you've been registered for a while and you didn't get one of these applications for an absentee ballot, then you need to be wondering about whether, in fact, you're still registered to vote, and you probably should either call your local Board of Elections, go to your local Board of Elections website and check your registration, or go to the Secretary of State website and check your registration there. There might be a problem. You should check on it now, because if you check on it now, you'll have time to resolve whatever problem there might be before the cutoff for registration, which is October 9th.
Lots of information. Thank you so much. I've been speaking with Ellis Jacobs. He's an attorney for Advocates for Basic Legal Equality. Thanks for being here.
Sure, Emily. Thanks for having me.